All right, so today we're going to look at the sixth card in the Major Arcana through the lens of rock and roll. The Lover's card is Gemini. It's the sixth card, and there are two characters, two figures on the card, just like with Gemini. And anyone that has dealt with a Gemini in their lives knows that we're all a little crazy. June 16th, I am a Gemini, and relating to this card is easy and difficult, not just depending on the sign of the zodiac or your sun sign or anything like that. Different things, I know what it's called. But the thing about the Lovers is that it's a reminder that any true love is still dangerous. It's still work, and it's still at times difficult. Now, right away, you're looking at me going, well, this is supposed to be a positive card. What the heck is wrong with you? Because the greatest thing you can be in life is in love. That's the honest to God's truth. And if it's not with a person, to be in love with music, to be in love with cooking, and then to take that love, that passion, and turn it into a relationship, a career, a journey, a hobby, is the most beautiful thing you can do. What you love. There's nothing better than it. However, with that comes responsibility. It's almost like the first issue of Spider-Man. And he gets all this power, decides he's going to be a star, and the criminal runs by him because he didn't have the time to deal with fighting crime. And then he found out that that criminal that night killed his Uncle Ben. With great power comes great responsibility. With the Lover's card, with sheer passion also comes great responsibility. So the energy of this card, when the Lovers is at its peak, is raw honesty. So the Lovers is not the card where you ask somebody, do I look fat in this? You don't ask your wife or your girlfriend, am I the biggest you ever had? And I know that sounds a little cruel, but it's true, because to be in the relationship of the Lovers, it's a whole. It's not one part. It's not the sex is great, but we have nothing to talk about once we open the bedroom door. It's not, oh my God, we have so much in common, but when we go inside the bedroom, I'm out in 30 seconds making a sandwich. The Lover's card represents everything about a relationship and communication. Now, there's a band that I love, Candlebox, and throughout the relationship of that band, it was tumultuous since day one. They made some of the most amazing music together while simultaneously not getting along, and not getting along at peak times. Kevin went on, the lead singer, Kevin Martin went on to form another band, and there's a song called The Lovers. And the lyrics, to me, epitomize what the card is trying to say. We wrote these words together, love, to free our own. We speak of past, move many lives. These dreams, they come and go. Who we are is all we know. And then he goes on to say in different verses, and the Lovers, they only live in grace, today, tomorrow, and yesterday. And true lovers, they only share this space, today, tomorrow, and yesterday. Set free the Lovers. We broke these words like enemies. They tear down their own. We left the gates wide open, love, but locked away our souls. Who we are is all I know, and I miss you still. Who we are is all I know, and I miss you. So just because you're truly in love doesn't necessarily mean that it's the right time to be together. You know, when I see the Lover's card come up and somebody is sitting in front of me, they think, romance. Well, you could be in love. Listen, one of the most passionate situations that I have ever been in personally was with somebody I couldn't be with. You can interpret that however you'd like. But the truth of the matter is, just because you're in love doesn't necessarily mean that the situation is right for you. The Lover's card is about raw emotion and raw honesty. Now, when you look back at those lyrics that Kevin Martin wrote in The Lovers with the High Watts, That was him getting over the tough difficulty of being with Candlebox. Now, the High Watts, some would call it a side project. It might not have been as lucrative as Candlebox, but it was his way of focusing, pouring his passion in what he loved and not having to deal with the tumultuous nature of being in a successful band. The Candlebox that you see today is not the original band. And I've heard him many, many times in interviews state, you know, we wrote amazing music with the original members, but they're just not the members for me now. I love those guys. I'll always love those guys. But the music that I'm making with the guys I hired now is the type of music I want to make. You know, we have always in our lives been read the fairy tale ending. And that's not necessarily the case. The Lovers is about choice. And sometimes that choice is difficult. And it might be the choice between somebody that you have all the passion in the world with, but it's volatile. With passion comes, you know, great difficulty. Or it might be the financial stability, the emotional stability. It's not always going to be everything that you need at one time. And there's two sides and multiple sides to many things in life. And with the Lovers, the way I look at that card, it's sometimes making the most difficult choices because it involves the people that we love, respect, cherish the most. It involves the things that we love the most. You may be offered the greatest job in the world. It's your dream job. It's everything that you wished upon growing up, staring out the window in class while the teacher was talking to you about math. You were dreaming about this other thing, and now you just got offered a job. However, it happens to be 300 miles away, and for whatever reason, you have a family at home, you have other responsibilities. It's not there for you right now. It's not ideal for you right now. You'd still have to be making some sacrifices. That's the Lovers. Choices about who you want to be in this lifetime, who you run with, and how that's not always perfect. Now, if you liked what I talked about today with the Lovers card, we look at every single card, not just in the Major Arcana. We'll get to the Minor Arcana, and then we'll flip the cards upside down, and we'll talk about songs and music and equate them together in reverse. And if you like what I did here, and you like the way we compare music and tarot and look at them side by side, I also have a YouTube channel, Rock and Soul Tarot on YouTube. And there are some examples of cards upside down. And there's no rhyme or reason to that. With this, we'll do each card in order. With the Rock and Soul Tarot YouTube channel, I pull a card and that's what we talk about. But if you ever want a chance to listen to a very honest and emotional album, Kevin Martin and the High Watts, The Possibility of Being is the album. The Lovers is on this album, and it's basically listening to a singer getting a chance to pour his raw emotion, his vision, into a project because he didn't get to do that with Candlebox that he initially found so much success with, multi-platinum albums, time slots on Woodstock 94 stage, and international fame. The High Watts was a band on a much smaller scale where he was playing clubs, but he was doing the music at the time that was most important to him without having to answer to anybody else. So thank you for joining us on Rock and Soul Tarot. Please subscribe if you like it. Please share it, spread the word, and I'll see you soon. Until then, gonna miss you, baby. Good luck. Goodbye. Be safe.